say something.
Thomas, go to bed.
Thomas, go to bed. Oh, that's a good idea. I bet you're tired, aren't you, lovely?
Look, I'm just here.
Can you do all that? Because you're not talking. You've got to talk.
You can't do it.
Right, well, let me have a listen. You say something and I'll shout all the way.
Mummy!
No, don't
shout. Naughty girl.
Don't shout. That's not helping. Just talk.
Mummy, I like you.
Do you?
You're a cheeky girl.
I am cheeky, aren't I?
Can you hear it?
Yes. Right, so you're going to help me do this, Thomas.
What is it?
What is it? Well, do you remember? We picked some tables from the
summer. Get weighed up.
Yes, you put a pound weight on that, please. I'm going to make some Tabry vinegar so that we can have it on salads. And it's all frozen, all the Tabrys have been frozen.
I taste them.
Well, I'm going to have to put them in the microwave, I think, to thaw them out.
Ow.
Right. Well, we might need some more. Let's just... I think we better just pause the tape a minute. I should have thought and done this sooner, shouldn't I? Don't know, Thomas. Please don't pick those. Just a minute now.
Steve.
Right. Are you going to watch me now?
No. I just wanted to hear.
Well, I don't think you will hear, actually, while we're talking about it. The time to hear is when we finish recording. And then if we rewind it, and you can play it back.
So play it back.
Pardon? We can't play it back now. We're in the middle of doing it. We just had to stop the tape because I realised that some of these tabrets coming out of the freezer were too hard for me to do anything with. Now I need
to... I do.
Okay, do you want to put them in? But very careful because you won't put your apron on and you're going to get smashed. That's it.
Do you know how to do it?
That's fine. They're nice, aren't they? Does this remind you of the summer? Picking tabrys, and then we picked some blackberries on the common, didn't we? Do you remember that day?
Yeah.
And we were walking home. What happened then?
Didn't know.
Well, we didn't think we had a bag with us, did we? And then suddenly we realised we had. And we spent ages picking blackberries.
Yeah.
And did you do some with Nana and Grandad as well?
No, they don't want to come down that way.
Pardon?
Because every time they use the car...
No, but one day when you were watching trains at Maldorf Road Station with Nana and Grandad, did you not pick some blackberries? I don't want any of the juice, Tom, just the... That's what we've got to rinse the juice off. Strain the juice. You're being clever, aren't you? Do they still feel a bit frozen, some of these?
They're all warm.
They're warm, are they? No, not the juice, turning, just the fruit. You know we eat a lot of salads?
Yep.
The salad that Mummy made the other day had a dressing on it, which was olive oil and raspberry vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, be careful, Tom. No, no. Now, these are Tabrys from the garden, not raspberries, but the light raspberries. Now, I'm going to do this now, because we're getting a bit short of fruit vinegars, and we're going to mix these Tabrys.
Shall I get juice too?
No, I don't want the juice, thank you. I don't want the juice, just the fruit, Thomas, thank you.
Will it taste of juice?
No, I don't want the juice, thank you. We're going to mash...
Will it taste crummy?
Yes, we're going to mash these in a minute.
Will?
With a potato masher.
Oh, can I do that?
Yes, you can help. So I want you to put your apron on, Thomas. I don't want you doing anything else.
Get my apron on when we're going to do the basher.
And we're going to crush all these tabrys up with a potato masher. And then we've got to put them in a glass bowl.
Like nobody.
And then we're going to cover them with vinegar. We've got to measure some vinegar out. And then we've got to leave them for a whole week in the glass bowl. We've got to cover up the cling film. And I have to remember, now this is a job for you. You know we've got to remember to water Grandad's plant.
Mm.
Right, well we've got to remember to stir these every single day. Tom, you've been clever doing this. You really are a good worker, aren't you?
Oh, it hasn't gone down yet.
No, it's okay. every day for a week I've got to stir this, and then after a week I've got to measure it, or I've forgotten what I do now, probably bring it up to the boil, strain it and measure it, and then I have to weigh some sugar and add that to it, and then we've got to put it in bottles with
like
a cork,
dirty beer.
Like dirty beer, yes, put a cork in it like wine, like when mummy makes wine, and then keep it for a little while, and then when I run out of raspberry vinegar in the cupboard, I've got tapery vinegar ready. Aren't you being clever?
Yeah.
How many do you think we've got left now?
32.
32? You're still on with your 32? Everything was 16 a while ago. Why have you gone back to 32?
Because I like it.
Oh dear. Oh, that, is that? Oh no, Daddy was saying 13, wasn't he? Daddy was saying 13 tickles. You've been saying 16, 19 and 32. Right. Very good. Okay.
I know it.
Right. Well, you can in a minute.
Just one more.
Just in a minute you can, Thomas, yes. Now, I'll just strain some of that juice back into there. Yes, what I'll do, I'll get...
Then it's more
just more juice, of course there is, yes, because I want the fruit rather than the juice. I don't think we're really going to have enough. Oh, listen to that. To do an awful lot. There.
Is that all ready to drink?
No, not yet. I've got to strain it yet.
Oh, yeah.
No, just
let me stir it.
No, you put your apron on, please. That's the best thing you can do. Now, some of these that look really nice, we've got to keep whole. Because... Now, that's really funny, because when we weighed it before, well, it's obviously the juice, isn't it?
That's the right way.
Yes. It is the right way. Right, some of these, I freeze them individually.
I can't do it.
Can't you?
I can't do it.
Oh, just a minute. You don't need it yet anyway, because we haven't got to the stage where we're mashing.
Oh, good. Don't need it on yet.
You don't. We've got to keep some whole. No, don't get the juice yet, Thomas.
I'm just going to have a little look at it.
No, you haven't got your tablet on. You're not touching it now. It's too much. Do you think this is going to go down in a minute?
Yeah.
Whoops, the daisy.
Oh, look, when it goes.
It's all, that one's shattered, hasn't it, into little pieces. It's very brittle when it's frozen, doesn't it? Mm. The whole ones, when I've actually made it, I'm going to put whole ones into the bottle. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it does.
That's the sound of the vinegar bottle being shaken, isn't it? They're flying raspberries, aren't they?
They are.
Right.
Up, down.
That's it, that's gone down now. Right, just a minute, don't...
I'm going to mash now.
Well, I think those few there need to go into the microwave, don't you?
Yeah, thanks.
There's going to be some noise just for a second, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, with your juice, it's all right. Right, you'll have to do some talking very loudly now, Thomas, while this is working.
Right, yeah. Sure, that is. Hello, bye!
Well, yes. Okay. Let's put your tablet
on. Mum! I like you!
I like you.
Yeah!
You're my best friend. You're a schoolboy, but you're still my best friend. Big boy started school now, haven't
you? Yeah.
Right, I must put those in the freezer in a minute. Let's just have a little look at these and see how they're doing.
See how my juice is going.
Oh, it's going fine.
What?
Do you think you like the juice?
I think I will.
Right, we'll get a strainer. That's it. And a beaker. Yes, you can hold the strain.
Boom, 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 bang, boom, boom,
yes.
Boom, bang, boom,
boom. That's not nice.
Boom, 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 boom.
I was going to give you a Bob the Builder cup, but it doesn't look very nice. So there's your Winnie the Pooh one. Right, put the strainer over the top.
I'm going to do this. Put all that in them.
Just put that these in there.
And then are we going to heat them?
Yes, but in a bowl. You put your strainer over the top of the cup, Tom.
Strainer.
That's it, that's a strainer. Oh. Good lad.
Now the juice will go.
That's right, we'll pour. It needs to go the other way, the strainer. It's like a sieve, it goes the other way.
And then, when it's in the cup, I can drink it.
You can. It might be. I'm not sure that it's going to be warm or cold because some of the tabouries are still frozen that have been in it.
Oh, it doesn't matter if it's cold or warm. I don't mind.
You don't mind. Right. Turn the strainer around, please. That's it. Right. Now, the liquid should fall through into the cup. And we're left with the fruit puree at the top. Right. Have a little sip of that. Watch it doesn't spill because it'll really stain. It might be very sharp, is it? Does it taste a bit sour?
Tastes a bit sour.
I thought it might do, Ruff, yeah. Because I haven't had any sugar added yet. Let me taste it. Ha! Ugh! When you first drink it, it tastes really nice. And then it's got a bit of a kick, hasn't it? But actually, now I've swallowed it, it's nice again in my mouth. Have one more sip and see what you think. You don't think you do? It's okay, actually, Tom, honestly. Just gets you at the back of the throat, doesn't it? Right, do you not want any more? Now, don't be silly because it's going to stain everywhere. But spit it out. No, Thomas. Right, well,
too sour.
Well, never mind. It'll end up being used for something else, won't it?
Good.
Right, now we've got to get a mixing bowl.
Oh, can I do that?
You can, and a potato masher.
Does the potato matter?
Thomas. Right, excuse me, I'll get the bowl. You can take it to the table.
And you get a matcha.
We need a glass bowl.
Oh, and a rolling pin.
No, Thomas, no.
It's a roller.
We're going to rest there. Let's see. Yeah, that's a nice big glass bowl, isn't it? Oh, hang on, there's another glass bowl there. We'll use that one. That's a bit stronger.
Oh, I didn't drop it.
Is it heavy?
Let's feel this one. Let's feel it.
Wow. Can you carry that one on your own? Are you clever? Now, would you like to put those tabouries very carefully into the bowl? There we are.
No, bash that.
Right, now we need to
mash. I know what we do now.
You don't bash it. Now let me show you. No. That's it, you don't bash it, because if you do, all the juice will fly over. That's mashing.
Oh, wow.
Right, if you can do that, that's a fantastic job for little boy mashing. Isn't it?
Oh, I can see juice.
Yes, that's right, you will get juice. That's why you've got to do it very carefully so the juice doesn't splash up. Let's turn the glass bowl on this cloth and then it won't slip.
Squish.
That's right, squish, squish, squash them. That's right, press it right down to the bottom. That's it. It's a big job actually that Thomas, isn't it? You could use a wooden spoon, but a potato masher is a bit easier, isn't it? And then I'm going to add, let me think.
No strawberries.
Well, no, not only strawberries. When I'm making a summer pudding, I put strawberries and raspberries and tabberries and everything in, but this is making some vinegar for salads.
Play back coins.
That's right.
Just tell me making back coins.
No, we're not.
Just pretending.
All right. Well, look, in this other box, actually, I'm going to put this back in the freezer. Can you see the black currants there? Can you see them?
Yeah.
Some are black currants, they're frozen as well. Some are black currants and some raspberries and some are tapers.
These are blackberries.
Yes. Let me pick. Look at these. You carry on with your mashing. I'll bring this out to the freezer. You look at these.
Very busy making tomato drink.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, I made these the other day when you...
It's very sour. I just have a taste of that.
Oh, yes. Right, this is the sound of frozen blackberries. When we picked those the other day when you were at school, I went for a walk because I was fed up. And my little boy had left home. And I picked those because it was actually quite sunny. Not the day you started school, that was horrible, wasn't it? Raining. Not nice. And I came home and I washed them all and I froze them on trays. There we are. I'll take them off the trays now and put them into that dish. I'll just give the lid a quick wash and then I'll put them back in the freezer.
Do you want to just have a little look at them?
Oh, of course you
could. Oh, look, like a little basket.
They look the same, it's just they've been frozen though, haven't they?
Yeah. I thought they're like a very busy mashing up.
Oh, well, you're still very busy mashing.
Look at all that juice. Hello. And tomato drink.
Yes. Are you making a tomato drink, did you say?
Wants a little taste of it.
Yeah, don't you put your fingers in there, Tom, will you please? No, it'll taste just like the juice, don't it? Well, I'll pretend to drink it. I don't want to drink it because it will taste just the same as the juice. Okay, which we both agreed was a little bit sour, didn't we? Right, so pop those back into the freezer.
Do you want to make some of this? Need. So, do you want to make some of this sometime?
Yes.
You get some blackberries. Squash them up, grate them, and then put some sugar in them.
Yeah.
Then mash them up again and put some vinegar or anything, and then put some salt on, and then put some tomato juice in. And then when you drink it out of the cup,
yeah,
it tastes like tomato.
Oh, goodness me. Quite happy there, mashing.
Yeah. You want to see what happens next? You go round the bend then, and what happens?
I go round the bend, yeah. What happens?
It gets into a little machine and it squashes it all up.
Right.
And it goes into a pipe and then in the carton.
Oh, right.
Let me dip.
There we are.
Now you know how to do it.
I do know, you've told me, yes. Well, when we've mashed them up, I'm going to add some vinegar and we give it a really good stir and then we cover it with cling film. And then it's your job, no don't, put it in your mouth. It's your job to tell me, no, gently, that's it. You just do it all the way down to the bottom and then lift the mash up. Your job to remind me every day.
Your name is, and I can do it.
To stir them, okay?
Okay.
Do you think you'll do some cooking when you're at school? No, don't do that to me. Do you think you'll do some cooking?
No.
No?
No.
You did at nursery though, didn't you? You used to enjoy that.
It's all dyed and it's letting all the blood out.
Oh, I see. As the juice is squeezing up, you're pretending something's died and it's blood, are you? Gruesome child.
Look at that. Yeah. Got all my blood,
yeah,
rushing through somebody's heart.
Rushing through somebody's heart?
Mm.
Oh dear. It's the right sort of colour, isn't it? It's a little bit dark, perhaps, for blood. So is it nice to be back home with Mummy now?
Yeah.
You like school though, don't you?
Yep.
Pardon?
Yep.
So you've had a really good time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Apart from the first day, it was raining when we went, wasn't it? Which made Mummy feel very miserable. I don't think you knew I was miserable because I didn't like the thought of my little boy going away from me. No, Tom, no, mash them up, that's it.
Hello.
Well, come on then, mash, that's it.
Hey, are you helping me? I don't need any help.
Oh, dear. No, don't splash them, Thomas. No, if you do that, I will have to take it off you because it's splashing the paper. That's it. You just press them all the way to the bottom. And you've got to do the ones at the side as well. And you like your teacher, don't you, Mrs. Wilson?
Mm.
And the lady
there, you can do any more.
And the lady that helps in the classroom, what's she called?
Mrs. Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson and Mrs. Wilson's the teacher, isn't she? And what's the head teacher called?
Mr. Wilson.
Miss Lewison, who's that?
One of the teachers.
No, oh, Mrs. Thomas is the head teacher, isn't she?
But I didn't say a head teacher.
No, do you like
the head teacher?
No, do you like the head teacher?
She's called a head teacher.
No. Is Mrs. Thomas the head teacher nice?
No, the head teacher.
Thomas. Is she a nice lady? Do you like her?
If it would go down with this buckle.
I think it would, yes. You've got to be careful about the
buckle. It doesn't.
Oh, you haven't put any weight on. No, that's the weighing pan at the other side. You have to put the... That's it. The weight on one side now. The bottle needs to go on the other.
Is it?
No, it's in the wash-up now, Thomas. It's weighted to the wash-up. That's it. As long as you hold... That's it. Lie down. It mustn't fall because the glass will break. You can lie it on there. See if it will lie on the scales. That's it. Looks like a little bed for it. Can have another go at this in a minute. Have you noticed how frothy it is?
No. Now my juice is getting
out. I don't know. It's in the... Which cup's it in the... Not the bodybuilder. It's in the Winnie the Pooh one. Near the bread bin. Mm-hmm. Right near the bread bin. Can you see it?
Yeah. I wonder how it tastes then. Let me just have a little taste in the pipe.
It tastes in the pipe?
Yeah. It comes into a cup. Now we just taste how it's going.
And how's it going?
Still sour.
Still sour? But I would imagine it will be sour until we put some sugar in. But,
a little bit sour.
It's quite nice though, Thomas. It tastes, when you first put it in your mouth, it's all right. Then you sort of go, yeah. But then after you've swallowed it, it doesn't taste bitter, does it? There's a heck of a lot of seeds and pips in this, aren't there? I think it's
going well.
Is it going well? I think this has been one and truly mashed now, Tom.
Yeah.
Would you like to come and have another little mash now? It's nearly all done.
Yeah.
Oh, listen at this. Splash, 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 splash. Sounds good, doesn't it? Mm. Right, you have another little mash.
And you can have a little taste of my drink.
Thank you very much. I will do, actually, just to see how it is.
How's it going?
It's going fine.
Good. You can have a two now.
But mashing, and you're going to have a little drink, are you?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste as sour as it did. I think the first mouthful was a shock. And what sort of things do you get at school at break time, Thomas? Is it like nursery?
Yeah, it's like... It's the first things we eat.
The first things you eat?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How's it going?
It's going fine. You're going to tell me what you have today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let me just taste how it is.
Do you get milk or do you get juice or is it...
Juice.
Have you had milk there yet?
Still a bit sour.
Is it? Have you had milk?
We just have a lie down.
Thomas, have you had milk at nursery at school?
Just for babies.
What's for babies?
Milk.
No, it's not. Babies just drink milk, but you still drink milk at home. And you have milk at nursery.
I don't know when I'll do.
What do you prefer, break time at nursery or break time at school?
Break time at school.
Do you? And what do you think Anthony Banton is doing at his new school?
Now you have a taste.
All right, you want another mash, do you? Okay, I think we're sealed.
Well, now it's getting through the pipe.
Oh, it's going quite easy. What's it been doing? Oh, there it is. I couldn't see the drink.
That's why I put it there, so we know where it is.
So you know where it is, but nobody else does. What does that remind you of now, Thomas?
Red juice.
Red juice? It does look a bit like your red juice, doesn't it? Now, this comes the next stage. We need to measure some vinegar. This is white vinegar, look. The vinegar that we usually get in bottles, well, not that we use a lot of it, but the vinegar that you can put on your chips is brown and this is white, isn't it?
Look, how it's getting.
Now we need to pour it in here. Oh, this will be a long job unless I can take that little thing out in the middle. Let me just see if I can take that out with something sharp.
Right, like a knife.
Like a knife, that's right.
Well, how it's getting.
Got to be careful not to cut our fingers though, Thomas, with this.
Sour.
Is it still sour?
Sour. Still sour.
Oh, there we are. Look, I managed to take that little plug out. Now, you tell me when I'm pouring this, when it gets to that part.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's a good sound.
That part.
Where? There's one next to it, higher up.
There.
That's it.
Stop.
Right. Now, you smell that, Tom. That, now, don't taste it. Smell it. That will smell sour. It clears your head, doesn't it?
One more sip. Smell of it.
One more smell.
Oh.
You don't like that? It
smells me, I think. Right.
Snows
or if I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, Thomas. Right, now, very gently now, we've got to pour this in. And we've got to give it a quick stir.
I'm gonna help it getting on through the pipe. Oh, it's coming through there.
Is it?
Yep.
Now, that's added a lot of liquid to it, hasn't it?
Can I just have that's a little mash?
No, it doesn't really need mashing now, it's just a stir, but.
There's a ratter.
That's completely altered it. It doesn't smell nice and sweet now, does it? It smells more sour than our sour drink.
I'm going to smell it from over here.
Can you? Does it not smell nice?
Smells sick.
Oh, no, don't say that. So we've got to stir this now every day. We'll cover it in a minute. Are you going to have one last stir before it goes away?
No, I'm making it to go in my pipe.
What's this about your pipe, Thomas?
It goes underground, under this bit, goes travelling, and then it pours. It goes up this bit, Mummy, goes like this, and then it goes.
You sound like you're working in a Tabor vinegar factory.
Yeah, I am.
Ah, right. I see.
And it goes to here.
Right, it goes. Careful not to have sober now. You're making some wonderful sounds. Right, now we'll cover it with this. And we'll leave it. And then we'll have to do some more with it later on, won't we? In a week's time. Watch the sharp knife, sweetheart.
Down to that.
In a week's time, we've got to strain it through a jelly bag. When it's stopped dripping, we measure it, see how much liquid we've got, pour it into a pan, add some sugar, heat it, then boil it, and then pour it into jars. What do you think to that?
Cool.
Cool. Look at this cling, Thomas. This is like the top of a drum.
Can I bum it when I drum sticks? Now it's...
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Watch that knife. Do it again, very, very gently. Do it again gently. Boom, 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 boom. Right, no more, because you're going to make holes in it. No more, no more.
I need my carved knife.
No, Thomas.
Sorry.
No, no, put the knife down, please. Could I have the knife, please? Thank you. That's it, now I need that. Sounded like... chalk on a chalkboard. A squeaky mouse, didn't it? Right, could you put that to wash up now, please, Tom? That's it. Well done. There. Now we've got to leave that somewhere. Where should we put that? Over here?
Still sour.
Is it? Right, leave that in there. And we'll have a look every day and give it a quick stir up.
Still sour.
Isn't it?
What else shall we do now?
Well, I'm just going to clear these into the kitchen and then I've got something else for you.
Oh, cool.
This is something we should have done a long time ago.
Oh, cool. I hope it's not rusty.
Rusty? Are you going to drink that juice, do you think?
No, it's too sour.
Is it? Or shall we move that as well?
No, Sam, I'm going to play with it.
No, not the weight, I mean the
Oh yeah, the drink I want to use. Can I have the drink, please?
No, we don't.
Oh,
fruit and the juice has made the surface, the work surface, all red, hasn't it? You need to give it a good wipe. Cross the surface by rolling the weight. Is that what you're doing?
Yep. Up here it comes.
Have you managed to do your own shoes and plimsolls, pumps,
no,
and everything?
No,
what do you mean, no, can't?
Can't.
Well, have you done PE?
No.
You've just done some exercises. Did they make you change into your shorts and t-shirt?
No.
No. Did you have to take your shoes off?
No. Yes, we did.
You did, but you can put your shoes on easily enough, can't you?
Okay.
Right, that. Right, let's have a look at this.
Let's have a look at this.
Would you like to take those three out, please?
What is it?
Knitting? It's not knitting.
What are we doing?
Well, I'm just going to go and find Sue, your doll.
Oh,
when did we last see Sue? It was ages ago, wasn't it?
Oh, look at this.
Yes, what's that?
Don't know.
Right, well, let's have a look at this then while I go and find Sue.
Sue?
Do you want to have a sit down?
Sue, what is Sue?
Have a sit down. Well, do you not remember the doll that we've had since you were a little boy?
Dolls, so I don't like dolls.
No, but we bought a doll when you were a little, a tiny boy, because all your friends, like Isabel, had dolls and you didn't. And your doll, we used to sit on the potty when we were potty training you, and you said she could be called Sue. And a long time ago, and I'd forgotten about this, I bought Sue a little outfit, because do you remember we bought Bethany?
Yeah.
When it was Bethany's birthday.
Come on, Megan, I have it on.
Yes, but don't stretch it, don't spoil it. When it was Bethany's birthday, she wanted...
Oh, it doesn't fit.
No, well, you're not a doll, aren't you? She wanted clothes for her dolly. And when I was buying them, I bought this little outfit for Sue. And I'd forgotten about it, because poor Sue, since the day we bought her, has been bare. She must be cold. And then I thought, well, seeing as Thomas has had a new school uniform, it would be nice to dress Sue, wouldn't it?
Mummy, can I put my pants on?
No, they're not pants, that's a skirt. It's a little hat, a skirt, and a cardigan. No.
Oh, can I have my skirt on? Let me just fit it on.
No, would you like this? This is called 1-2 Tie My Shoe.
Just put skirts on.
I'm threading a shoe with a shoelace. Like this, because you haven't got laces on your shoe yet. No, don't damage it.
Oh no, I can't do
without.
Got bare knickers. I've got my t-shirt on.
It's a jumper, isn't it? Now this little shoe. But you've had to be a really big boy this week, dressing yourself, haven't you? Ready for school.
I dropped on the floor.
And what happens at playtime? Do you go outside?
Yeah.
Do you have to put your coat on?
Can I just hold down?
You can. Have you seen what I've done here?
Yeah.
And what's this?
1-2 Tie Your Shoe.
That's right, it's called 1-2 Tie My Shoe, and it's a plastic shoe, orange and purple shoe, with a bright blue lace, and I've just threaded this shoelace and tied it in a knot. Do you think you can do it?
No.
Sit, undo it and then have a little go.
No, I'm going to do it.
And that's to teach you how to tie your shoe. Now your shoes at the moment have little Velcro straps, and there's no problem, isn't there, fastening them? But one day when you're a big, big schoolboy, much bigger than reception class, mm-hmm. you will have to tie shoelaces. Do you want me to undo it?
No, I'll undo it. Look.
Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, I'll go and see if I can find Sim.
Okay. She's in the verb baby drawer.
Well, yes, we've got a baby drawer. We keep the baby drawer because we seem to have a lot of people come to visit with babies, don't we?
We do.
And so when they come, they need something to play with. So a lot of your toys we kept in what we call the baby drawer. And when anybody comes, who comes to see us?
Baby Miles.
Baby Miles, and who else?
Baby Chocolate.
Baby Chocolate, or baby Ben. And baby Matthew come. And baby, what's that, Auntie Val's little girl called?
I don't know.
Abigail. And, no, Abigail's a big girl now, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a
girl. So?
She's a little girl. Mum, undone the shoelace.
Very good, right. Do you know how to thread it up again?
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to?
No, it will fit me.
You're going to pretend it's your shoe.
Mummy.
Yeah?
My orange shoe. I looked
at it.
Mummy, can I have my other one on?
Oh, there only is one shoe, Tommy.
Is the other one going to be mended?
Yes, we can pretend it's only mended. There was only one in the packet.
She is. Do you want to have a little look? Shall I help you?
Have you fishing things there, Summer?
Oh, cool. I was going to play with that one, Dad.
Well, here we are. We can play with it, look.
Thanks. I want to do perfectly.
You can play with it. I still haven't found it, actually.
Oh, it. What's happened to her? I hope she hasn't died.
No, she hasn't died. But imagine she's been very cold without any clothes.
She must have died. I think I caught a fish.
You caught a fish?
I think, oh no, I haven't. I caught nothing. Oh, I think I caught something. What is it? What is it? If it's what I want, a little fish.
Well, after all that, Sue's not in that box.
Oh, I caught a fish!
Is she in one of the drawers, Thomas? Do you know?
One of the drawers.
Oh, right. Oh dear, I'm making a bang and a clatter, aren't I? Sorry.
What's the matter? I want some noise.
What do you do? What's it?
Da 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 da. I do.
Well, that's because you're a boy. And boys rhymes with noise.
Because boys make noise.
Do make noise. Tom Henry's quite a noisy boy.
Oh, I can't do any fishing.
You've been a quiet boy at school, though, haven't you, Tom?
Yeah, no.
Have you been told you have to be quiet?
No. Learn to be quiet. I haven't caught anything. I haven't caught you a fish, Mummy. I can't give you any fish because I haven't caught one.
Haven't you?
I can't.
Oh dear.
You're too clever.
Look, this is Sue. Actually, she did. Look, she had a plastic nappy on when we got her. Well, that can come off because she's potty trained now. She must be because we started potty training her when we trained you. She's got a little sort of vest on, hasn't she? Look at that.
Excuse me, can I just have a little drink?
You're having a drink out of your flask?
Yes.
Look at your eyes, blue eyes. Shall we put your skirt on?
Please. She don't have a bonnet.
She doesn't. No, she's had a bell all this time. Look at that. Do you think she'll be a bit warmer?
Yeah.
This is her new uniform, isn't it?
Not really a new uniform, is it?
No, but it's just
oh, enough. Cool, the dinosaur food box. I love that.
The dinosaur box? Are you going to bring it here?
No.
Oh, that, yes. The little orange man.
Oh, yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yes, come here with it, Thomas. Was that from Mrs. Platford when he, at Christmas?
Yep.
He's a stick. Oh, and Purdy bought you that, didn't she, for your birthday? Do you remember? You had one, and Purdy bought you another one, didn't she?
Yeah.
Thomas, do you know where Sue's little jacket's gone?
It's fallen on the floor.
Has it? You going to get it for
me? I
can't. It's a mess.
I'm too busy walking.
Right, now listen, don't get much out because it's bedtime in a few minutes.
Okay.
Please don't get many things.
Actually, I need wood.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay then.
I'll keep you quiet.
Keep me quiet, will it? Well, yes, it probably will give me a few minutes, please. Okay,
shout.
Yeah, all right, shout me in a minute, won't you?
I will when I have
a poo. Oh, all right.
I just need a wig.
All right. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Of course, you will.
Of course, you will forget, or of course, you will wash them. Which box would you like? That one with all.
No.
Well, there's not room for both of us. I'll get it. Which box would you like?
No, I didn't want one of those. I wanted that big one when it's just my trench bag thing. When you tell me with that one, I tidy it up and I can't put it in.
Oh, right. When you tidy up, you want me to help you put that one away. Right,
yeah,
okay.
I didn't really like it.
Right, what would you like me to get now, Thomas, for you?
No, I can get whatever I want.
Thomas, stop saying slang words. Talk properly, please.
Snakes now.
Yes, you have. Well, bring them here. Let's have a look at them.
There's one there, but I'm just going to find the other one.
Well, I think. Did we not get you a snake? Or. I think we went. I think we went somewhere and got you a snake, and then I think Purdy bought you a snake. And then I. Is that not another present from Mrs. Platford?
We've got something else.
Right, will you come out now, please, Thomas? Because we can't hear you. Right. Come on, quick, out of there now. Would you like to bring the whole box?
No, Thomas, I can do. Okay, you can.
Well, be quick.
You can bring the whole
be
box.
Be quick, because I can't hear you when you're talking over there. And is this little snake? Did Mrs. Platford not give you that one as
yes,
well?
Yes, she did.
I think you got the Buzz Lightyear at Christmas, and I think she gave you a snake when you left, didn't she?
She did.
That's
a snake. He had. Ooh, and a crocodile. Snap. It's got a snake's tail. Funny ground, I thought I'd have a little look at it.
You seem to have quite a lot of
baby stuff.
Babies are because they say dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
This is the thing though, Thomas. If we keep things in boxes like this, then when you do discover them, it's nice to play with it. It's like having new toys, isn't it?
You know what? These snakes have got friends now. Hello!
So
where's
dinosaurs?
Quick!
We've got two elephants.
I thought I just got two of them.
Well, we've got two. I don't. Oh, that will make some noise, doesn't it? Actually, the two you've got, I'm not quite sure where they are.
Well, let's come open and see.
Let's have a look. What's that? Oh, gosh. Is that an alligator or a crocodile or who is it?
A dinosaur.
Oh, is that a dinosaur as well?
Yeah, it's Rex.
Rex? Well, it didn't look like a dinosaur. The others I could tell were dinosaurs. I didn't really know that one was. Well, I think you got those with McDonald's meals.
Yeah, I did.
And do you remember when we went to Mersey Vale? Was it for Red Nose Day or something like that?
Yeah, Red Nose Day.
Then we bought some more on the stall, didn't we? Now we've got a problem with this little dolly. Dressing her. Her skirt's alright. a cardigan as well. It's too big, isn't it? Oh dear. This is like you starting school, Thomas. The thin clothes are a little bit too big because you're going to grow into them, aren't you? If you eat your holy school dinners. It's a funny noise. Is that the dinosaur?
Yeah.
What's he saying?
I don't know. He's just saying, rah, here.
Let's listen to him. Oh, yeah. Rah.
There's a forest of dinosaurs.
A forest of dinosaurs?
Yeah. This one walks. She must stay running then.
Is it a clockwork one?
Yeah.
Right. Now look, she's got her cardigan on and her skirt. She looks warm already, doesn't she? Would you like to put her hat on?
No, thanks. Shall
I put her hat on?
Yeah.
She hasn't got a lot of hair, has she?
No.
Oh, what do you think to that, Thomas?
You look cool.
Cool? Do you think she looks cool? There. I think we ought to put those pants back on her, don't you? Look, she came with a potty. And she had a little bottle of milk with her. Look, she's a dummy. Feed her in a hole in the mouth.
Yeah.
She wheezed through a hole there.
Feeder, I want to see a wee.
I thought you might.
Oh, cool.
You'll have to go and get the pink. It's the pink. No, it's a white bottle. Right. In the box where the dinosaurs were.
Okay. I want to see more dinosaurs. They can go in my forest.
Of course they can, yes. Do dinosaurs live in the forest, Thomas?
Another snake.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you know where you got that one?
Yeah.
Where was that from?
Church.
It was from church, wasn't it? Was it Lollipop Ann gave you that one?
No. Oh, there's a cat.
Oh, yes, it's the baddie cat.
It's silly. Oh, it's from church. Lawrence gave it to me.
Oh, it was Lawrence. Yes, you're right. Gosh, what sorts of snakes? This one, though. So Mrs. Platford gave you this little snake when you left.
Look at this.
She must have known you liked snakes.
Look how many dinosaurs I got in my forest.
And there's two elephants. Ah, and who's this? And do you remember where we got this from, Thomas?
Yeah.
Where was that?
Dinosaurs have the biggest teeth.
Yeah, but this has got quite frightening teeth, hasn't it? Snap went the crocodile. Oh,
dear me.
Oh, dear, the dinosaur attacked him.
Get
him, lads! Darn. Somehow we've got... Oh, this is in the fishing basket.
Look, he's dead.
Some nice soft paws.
I mean, look at he's dead.
Yes, look, we've got Teletubbies in here as well. Look at those.
Look at those
tomatoes. That's not a tomato, it's a... What is it? A red nose.
I've got fiddle.
And did you... You played this game, did you, at nursery?
Yeah.
This isn't school, this was nursery, isn't it? The fish have a paper clip on, and your fishing rod has a magnet, and it, the metal paper clip should attach to the magnet. You can pick the fish up. That one doesn't seem to want to do it, does it? Did it work before?
No.
It never worked.
No, it doesn't.
That's very odd. Oh, it does look. I've caught one now. Do you think
so? Hey, that's mine.
Oh, is that for the dinosaur? I was going to give it to Sue for a tea.
Well, I just think the orange one. No, the orange ones.
Right.
But that's my favourite. That's for my summer.
We've got a book about dinosaurs. Upstairs, do you remember that one? Anthony gave it to you. Your birthday, do you remember, Thomas?
Oh, yum.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Might eat it if you put it down.
1 3/4. Fish and light. I've caught 3 out of the 5. Oh, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let him go again. You eating the fish? Why did you let him go? Because he bit my finger so. Which finger did he bite?
I'm making the dinosaurs go.
This little finger on my right. I've caught 5 fish.
I just eaten the nose and the tail, so you can have that one.
You've just eaten the nose and the tail?
Yeah, and the mouth.
Oh, right. But the main body of the fish is still there, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you had fish at school on Monday. No, it wasn't Monday, it was Wednesday, wasn't it?
So you can eat it.
Right. There she is, with her little outfit. What was that? Sounded like somebody screaming, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I don't think anything's happened.
Was that right?
It's a funny noise, wasn't it? I'm going to put that on her now.
Just
so I've been told
like
that you had fish faces, chipped potatoes and peas, and jelly and fruit for your lunch, and you ate nearly all of it.
And I played joke.
And then you've had sweet corn and rice. Who else has school lunch with you, Thomas?
Kira.
Kira.
That hair one.
The dark haired one.
Look at this one. Mm. Here comes the clumsy elephant.
Oh, yes. We got that at McDonald's in Leeds many years ago. And we're on our way to see Mama around the building. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And this, did Mama buy this from the early learning centre? Yes, she did, didn't she? Oh, yes. They're nice, actually, those toys, aren't they? There we are, she looks a lot more comfortable now, she's not bad.
Now the dinosaur's coming to eat her.
To eat her?
Yeah.
Oh, not when I put brand new clothes on her, Thomas.
Yes, yeah, she's going to
just
eat.
Imagine if I dressed you up in your school uniform, and your new shoes, and your new coat, and you're carrying your gym bag, and off you were going to St. John's, and what happened? A dinosaur went, yum, yum. That tastes jolly nice, that little schoolboy in reception. Yum, yum.
Now you look very, very tasty.
Can you not just eat the fish we've caught?
No.
What about a snake? Come on, let's swim a snake.
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, no, poor Sim. Do you think you'll eat the clothes or will you leave the clothes?
I'll eat all of her.
Including a hat?
I'll eat all of her, but then give me no soup.
Oh, dear, dear.
Then look. Can you see anything of her?
No, she's gone.
Look.
She's gone in the dinosaur's tummy. Oh, dear.
Oh, that was very, very tasty.
Was she very tasty?
Yeah.
What's he going to eat now?
You!
I thought he might. No, no, be careful. I like these snakes. I think they look very...
Hey, those are my friends. Leave them alone.
Do you remember when we gave you that? You thought it was a real snake, didn't you? Do you remember that? And these, Thomas, I know it's a snake, but do you know what it is?
What?
It's a coloured pipe cleaner. Actually, it's got a very sharp edge. And you've got to be careful. You can twist it into different shapes, look. In fact, I could twist it into a shape to lift a dinosaur off the table that's just eaten soup. Or I could wrap it round the wrist of a little boy and pull him here towards me. He's got a lot to say, that little dinosaur, hasn't he? It's a nice noise. Samara had some of these, didn't she? Do you remember?
You know who he's going to eat now?
No.
Poe!
Oh, no, he won't eat Poe.
Yeah, look.
What does this one do, Thomas?
Nothing.
Oh, you wind him up and he does absolutely nothing. Why is he broken?
No, he just walks. Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, I can't get him to walk. Oh, I don't think he walks anymore.
He does.
And what does this one do?
Nothing.
See? It just puzzles me that that one winds up and he doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't mind.
No, he doesn't.
Goes in a broken heart.
Broken heart. And do you know the names of these dinosaurs, Thomas?
I'm the daddy. He's my baby. It's called Lelly.
Oh, look at his eyes. I knew his mouth opened, so I didn't eyes popped out of his head. Look at that. Sorry, what was he called? Nelly?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was this one, Nelly the elephant. Nelly the elephant, packed a trunk.
And he's my granddad. That's my Nana.
Oh, I don't think Nana would like to be likened to a red dinosaur, do you?
No, she's black. And this is granddad.
All right. I don't think you should tell them that you looked at two toy dinosaurs and thought of Nana and Grandma. Did you make a funny noise, that one?
It goes like that, so I got another dinosaur to meet you.
And so this one was supposed to walk, was it?
Yes.
It doesn't know. He's a very tired dinosaur, isn't he? Frightening nose.
I'm going to go open with you. It's only joking.
That's really funny, isn't it? You've heard of somebody's eyes popping out of their head. Do you think he'd seen the elephant and he thought, oh, gosh, the elephant's bigger than me? And his eyes popped out of his head.
No, but it's swung from his eyes.
You feel how heavy the elephant is, Thomas. He's very heavy. Big animals, aren't the elephants? And this one is no exception. Look at this little snake. Why did Mrs. Blackford give you a snake? Were you always talking about snakes?
Yeah.
When you
look. Yummy. He's licking me on my feet.
Oh, look. The elephant's trunk's gone in the dinosaur's mouth. Oh, dear. Oh, the elephant's come to the rescue. Whoops. Oh, dear. There's a big fight going on. Mrs. Blackford bought you a book. Little aeroplane, snake and some sweets, but this snake's really nice, have you seen its big tongue?
I'm going to have a little look.
And it says, S for snake.
Run away!
What's she looking at?
I'm getting something out.
Are you? What are you getting out?
I can't see that, actually.
What would you like, love?
I would choose
a light. No, but is there something you know you want and you can't see it?
I can't see it from the dark.
Well, what is it, darling?
Something in this dinosaur box.
Right. So are you looking for the other two dinosaurs?
Yeah.
We went to the dinosaur museum, didn't we? Well, I don't know where the one was here, I'm sure, earlier on. I don't think they would have been put in the box, Thomas. It's a little a baby dinosaur and an egg. It's about to hatch out, but the mummy dinosaur turns her head, doesn't she, towards the egg, just in time to see it go pop.
Mummy, I don't know if I
need any help. It's alright if you can manage.
Mummy.
Another dinosaur, blue one. Oh, I know where you got that. That was from.
I mean, what I know
what this does. What does that do? Oh, yes, that was from Lollipop Ann, wasn't it? And the blue dinosaur was from Bethany's party.
Oh, it's not just blue.
Let's have a look. Oh, it's got purpley bits as well.
Oh, I can see something. Dipsy.
Oh, Dipsy, and that was from Becky's party a long, long time ago.
Why should she give me?
Well, Dipsy, when Becky was one, you were only two and you were very into the Teletubbies at the time. Look, Bethany gave you this at her party.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. That's beautiful. Did you? Oh, no. Is that going to bite its tail?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice. Oh. Gosh, look at the big jaws on that and the teeth. And.
Ow! Yeah!
Gosh,
yeah.
That poor little thing. It would be frightened to death when it saw that big orange cat coming up behind it. Look at this one, Thomas.
My big jaws.
I can see your big jaws. Ha! Oh, don't eat the lovely blue dinosaur.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of dinosaur things. I didn't realise you had quite so much. This is nice then, Thomas, isn't it? Getting one box out at a time and having a look at everything in it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Do you like him?
I do, and I'm surprised Mummy, you don't like him because he's blue.
Mummy, keep the dinosaurs out. Do you really like him?
I do, yes.
Okay, you can have him out.
Thank you. And my friend the elephant likes him. Well, I'd be careful because the elephant might come and try and protect the blue dinosaur. And he might gobble that big orange cat up.
He hasn't got any teeth.
Who hasn't got any teeth?
The elephant.
But he's got tusks and he can go, mmm. Do you not remember the story about Smap Happy Annie the crocodile?
No. Look.
Mm. Oh dear, dear.
I'm tired and I'm trying to get something to eat. Oh, I can eat that snake.
Oh, yes.
That's scrummy.
The poor snake. What a shame.
Is it your pet?
My pet snake, yes.
Oh, I was just going to open my jaws.
Were you? Yes, because when Mrs. Platford gave you that, she must have thought, oh, we've got a snake at Olive Shapley Day Nursery. Who would look after this? I know. Thomas Henry. That's what she thought. Look at this fishing rod. This is good. You haven't played with this for a while, have you? You've got it.
Mm.
Did it wind up or not?
No.
No, you just had to wind it yourself, do you?
Oh, I'm dying for something to eat.
Who's saying that?
The cat. I might eat this long shoelace.
That's right, yes. Yes, we didn't do very well at tying shoelaces, Tom. She did very well to undo the knot and then thread the lace, but the idea is that we've got to practice.
Oh, I
could tying shoelaces.
Look, might
eat
this potty.
You might eat the potty, oh dear. Look, it's telling you there how to thread the laces.
Oh, that's too big. Might eat.